Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Protesting in Israel and here in New York as well. As thousands took to the streets amid a labor strike in Israel, a large gathering in Central Park to do the same, Barak Bashara, a Jewish New Yorker, was among those demonstrating and spoke to 1010 Winds.
We all want to show our solidarity with the families of the hostages who still remain and the hostages who were murdered in the last week, and we want to pressure the Israeli government to make a deal to free the remaining hostages.
He says Benjamin Netanyahu keeps moving the goalposts on a possible deal, making it impossible. Labor Day is party day in Brooklyn. Yeah, the annual West Indian American Day Carnival and Parade is today in Crown Heights, with the traditional elaborate costumes along with steel pan drumming and calypso bands. The NYPD says police will have a strong presence, including 13 security checkpoints, as well as drones flying overhead. They've also been coordinating with local faith leaders and crisis management groups to keep things safe. This seven-hour event kicks off at 11 this morning. It runs down Eastern Parkway from Utica Avenue to a reviewing stand at Grand Army Plaza. Up in Syracuse, calls to police of shots fired forced the New York State Fair to close early last night. In fact, state troopers were seen rushing to an area near the Expo Center just before 9 o'clock, where people were rushing to leave. Governor Hochul later tweeted that early reports indicated it was a false alarm and that no injuries were reported. In a statement, fair officials said they're continuing to work with law enforcement and emergency personnel, that is, to assess the situation. We are hearing from the head of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance on the ruling last week from a federal judge that all new taxis in the city must be wheelchair accessible. Bhairavi Desai tells 1010 Winds.
It's devastating. There is a real panic across the industry right now because this is an unfunded mandate. And because it is a mandate, it means there will be no way out.
The ruling would affect all new cabs until the city meets the 50% threshold it agreed to as part of a settlement that dates back to 2013. Currently, 42% of all active cabs are, but only 28% of all medallions are wheelchair accessible. In court filings, the TLC has said it could reach the 50% goal by the end of this year if all new cabs met that requirement. All those people not paying to ride city buses? Yeah, that's apparently why we can't have nice things. The MTA is ending the pilot program that ran free buses on one line in each borough. The BX18AB, the B60, the M116, the Q4, and the S4696. It was in place for a whole year, but the agency says fare evasion, both above and below ground, is costing the agency around $700 million a year. Meantime, in recent days, the MTA and NYPD have been stepping up enforcement with a designated unit checking Metro and Omni cards and issuing summonses. A Bronx man busted for allegedly punching a cop. Police say they were looking for the guy who snatched chain from around a man's neck in Harlem that was inside a check cashing place at Lenox Avenue and 125th Street. This was just after 1 in the morning on Saturday, with police saying they found Tinja Patterson hiding under a car just a block away, and that's when he clocked an officer. That cop is recovering. Patterson is charged with assault of a police officer, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. Three motorcyclists killed Sunday in crashes in Queens and Nassau County. A 28-year-old man was riding a bike when he lost control and hit a barrier near Myrtle Avenue. He died at the scene. On Long Island, a 17-year-old boy was on a motorcycle going west on Charles Lindbergh Boulevard near the Cradle of Aviation Museum when he struck a curb and was tossed off the bike. He was rushed to the hospital but did not make it. Also in North Belmore, a 53-year-old man was heading north of Belmore Road when he was fatally struck by a car that was making a U-turn at Garfield Street. So far, no IDs on any of the victims. A medical emergency is blamed for a fatal accident in Port Washington. That's where an SUV plowed into a parking lot at North Shore Farm, striking several other cars and a tree. The driver was rushed to the hospital but could not be saved. No other injuries reported, and the nature of the medical emergency is still unknown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.